Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm Cherie Zeffert and this is Above Board. I'm going to quote from a letter that my guest now, Taylor Smith, received from Tom, a Malawian who was impacted by the latest wave of xenophobia. Hello, Sister Tyler and Taylor and family. You have done so much for me, my wife, my brother, and for many of us here at the Lindela Repatriation Center. In our time of pain, hunger, and waiting, you remembered us. Your support and help gave us hope when we felt forgotten. You showed us the love of God through your actions. From me, Tom, Jim Bezeka, and all the Malawians here at the Lindela, we say thank you. Taylor is my guest, and she has been active in collecting for those who have been displaced. I'm delighted, Taylor, to have you now to tell me all about it.
Thanks, Cherise. I appreciate the intro. I'm really happy to have this platform to just speak about this important issue.
Taylor, how did you get involved?
I guess for me, it just started similarly to everyone else, you know, watching the news, seeing the social media posts, seeing the awful, you know, xenophobic attacks happening at the moment. And I just knew I couldn't sit on the sidelines. I had to find a practical way to get involved. So early last week, I just started posting to social media, requesting monetary donations, essential supplies from people, and just letting everyone know that I'll be going to the Malawian consulate, which was this last Sunday, to deliver all those supplies. So the response has been amazing. So many people have donated, so many people joined me, you know, and then while I was there, I just noticed that the situation is so much bigger than I thought. At the Malawian consulate, there's about anything between 100 to 500 people arriving there every day. And, you know, there's huge backlogs, huge delays. So they'll land up camping outside the consulate in this freezing cold winter in the middle of the night. And there's babies, there's young children, there's mothers breastfeeding, and it's awful conditions. And then only after a couple of days, trucks will arrive, transport them to repatriation centers, or if they're lucky, they'll get a direct bus straight to Malawi. But that's in rare cases. So yeah, just my recent initiative after the consulate, I thought, you know what, there's a bigger issue at play. It's these repatriation centers, terrible conditions there, unfortunately. And I have just been collecting essential supplies, donations for all these people at the Lindela Repatriation Center. And like you mentioned, Tom, I met at the Malawian consulate and I've just kept in contact with him. His story is just, you know, so heartfelt. He started out as a food delivery driver to support his sick mother and three kids back at home in Malawi. And he's just been sending back that paycheck to them, you know, just surviving. And he gave me that story. He's been updating me on the meals and the situation at the repatriation center. And last night, he finally got a bus to head back to Malawi. So it just shows, like, the situation is constantly progressing. The numbers are rising at these repatriation centers and at the consulate, and we just need to lend our hands and help. So yeah, that's just the story and what I'm getting involved in.
It is incredible to, you know, what nice that you have done is to put a face to the kind of suffering that people are experiencing. This morning,
absolutely,
the Jewish Board of Deputies got a request from a friend we worked with in 2008, Joan Boiswa, to talk about the Congolese community and mm-hmm. how they too are struggling. And the Jewish Board of Deputies is also working now to get collections to, if anybody would like to join us on Monday morning, to make packets which will be delivered to very safe spaces. I think what you highlighted, Taylor, and one of the difficulties involved in this space is the situation is constantly changing. From what we understand, people outside the Malawian consulate, at some point it's women and children, and the next day it's men. The profile constantly changes, and the situation is so flux.
Absolutely.
So it's so hard to know how to help.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It really, the numbers are constantly changing. I mean, every day I've been calling the Lindela Repatriation Center just to get a head count, to get some stats, how many babies there are, just so we can, kind of adjust the requests from people for donations. But yeah, like you said, it's very difficult to gauge.
You went to the outside the competition. I know you're going again on the weekend, and I'm pleased that the board will be working with you. And we're also looking for other partners from other Jewish organizations and individuals. We can work together to help. Obviously, we are guided by Alana Baranov, Alana Pugh Jones Baranov, who is the country director for HIAS South Africa. And she's been in the space, she's been my guest a couple of times the last month. Who updates us constantly because it's also it's a minefield out there in terms of who to help, how to help, where to help, and when to help. And I just want to, maybe you could
Absolutely.
just share some of your experience.
Yeah, I mean, it's very difficult to kind of know where to shift your focus. There's just so many people in need. But for me, I've kind of just navigated to a group of people that have really touched my heart, because at the moment it's a humanitarian crisis. There are so many groups of immigrants that are suffering. So the best thing to do is to just, shift your focus on at least one group of people and lend a hand. So that's kind of been my strategy. Obviously, I'd love to assist all immigrants. I know the Congolese, the Zimbabwean people, but yeah, it's very difficult to kind of prioritize everyone. So that's where more donations and more people getting involved will really help out.
Yes, I absolutely agree with you. You were there at the consulate on, did you say on the weekend?
Yes, I went on Sunday.
And just tell me, what was it like? What did you see?
So, like I said, the numbers constantly fluctuate. So while I was there were probably about 100 plus people. There were quite a few babies, mothers and babies. And yeah, all these people were literally just sitting on the ground, chatting to each other, trying to be, community for one another. And yeah, when we came with like a whole bunch of food and supplies, the gratitude was insane. It was amazing. They were so grateful. And there was also the police that were administering, making sure that the whole site is safe and that volunteers are able to go there and feel safe and give assistance. But I know from other volunteers, because I have set up a volunteer group, they have been sending lots of videos each night that they go to the consulate. And, the situation changes all the time. I see that, some of the people there, to keep warm, they're lighting fires there. And then they were told you can't light fires directly on the ground. So we've had to donate some bricks to put the fires on. And yeah, it's just a crazy experience.
You know, the other th we thought, well, I kind of hoped that after the 30th of June came, March and March and the whole flare-up would kind of die down. But that hasn't actually been the case. The news
Yeah,
earlier,
yeah.
they spoke about checking themselves, that taking law into their own hands. And I also got a notification that they will be in Orange Grove on Saturday. So obviously, this is an ongoing thing. And I just wondered about your feelings in terms of the response that you've got, and you've had an overwhelming response. Do you think it's
Yes.
sustainable?
I think that it's as sustainable as the energy you put in. And I really am trying to kind of tug at people's hearts and post, like you said earlier, individual content. So for Tom, I wanted him to tell his story. I didn't want to manipulate his story in any way. I just wanted everyone to kind of, empathize with him. So I think that the more the more people that get involved and the more energy that's put into it, it can definitely be sustainable. It's just what we do now that it's, you know, a very topical issue, how we continue with it.
And you have already collected so much. Do you want to give your details out, and then I'll also give out the board's details?
Absolutely. So my full name, Taylor Smith, and then what, my contact number?
If anybody, or your Instagram page, if anybody likes to follow the story of Tom.
Absolutely. My Instagram page is taylor.smith, so it's taylor.smith. And yeah, anyone is welcome to reach out, DM me if they want to be involved, spread the word, get donations going. There's power in numbers, so the more people that get involved, the better.
Absolutely. And obviously the Jewish Board of Deputies is working very close with Hyas and Alana Pugh-Jones-Baranov, who is guiding us. And if anybody would like to donate to the Jewish Board of Deputies, they can do so in our Standard Bank account. And those details are on both our website and our Facebook page. And also just to let you know that we have been approached by Juan Boissa from the Congolese community, and we will be collecting specifically for that as well. And if anybody would like to help out packing parcels, we will be doing so on Monday morning at 8:30. If anybody would like those details, you're also welcome to go onto the Jewish Board of Deputies website. That was Taylor Smith, who is being unbelievable in helping out with the xenophobia community. Thanks so much for joining me.